coming here to tell you that I have a new episode. In today's episode, we're discussing AMC and GameStop and if Reddit is truly where the money resides. Hi, family. Welcome back to another episode of Gay After 30, the podcast for all things gay and grown. I'm your host, Key, aka your favorite gay auntie, and I'm excited to have this podcast session with you today because I got some tea, okay? There's a lot of strange things that have been going on. So today's conversation will be about what happened with GameStop and AMC Entertainment and Nokia and Naked and a variety of other stocks today. Have you heard about it? I'm gonna break it down. So all of us have decided that in 2021, we're going where the money resides, okay? So I start off with that energy. So before I get into all of what we're going to be discussing today, I have to do this quick disclosure. I am not a financial advisor or a financial expert. I am just sharing my observations about what's going on, okay? So don't sue me. Don't take my advice. Do your own research. Go talk to a real financial expert. Okay, don't come for me. I don't got the coins for you. All right, so good. But if you want to hear this piping tea about what's going on, take a listen. Okay, so now that we got that out the way, let me just give you kind of a breakdown with a couple of things before we actually go into what happened, because I think it's going to be really important to know some basic definitions. All right. So first, the first definition I'll go through is what a hedge fund is, right? So a hedge fund is a pooled investment fund that trades liquid assets, money, stocks, using complex trading techniques, which can be short selling, leverage, derivatives. Today, we're going to focus on the short selling technique, all right? So a hedge fund is a pooled investment fund that basically trades these liquid assets using really complex financial techniques. All right. So short selling. Short selling is basically investing in a way that you profit if a stock falls, right? If it goes down. So now that we've discussed what a hedge fund is, what short selling is, I'm also going to discuss what an option is. It's really important. Options is basically you speculating on what way a stock is going to go, up or down. So I speculate with NEO that the stock is going to go up. But you can also speculate that the stock is going to go down, which is a put. All right? So speculating that it's going to go up is a call contract. Speculating it's going to go down is a put contract. This is really important, all right? So, hedge funds were speculating that GameStop was going to go down, right? And so they did an even riskier thing than a put contract. Instead of just doing also just a put contract for some of them, like they are doing short selling, which an added extra, like a put and short selling, very similar kind of techniques. They're all bearish techniques. So bullish is when you think it's going to go up. Bearish is when you think it's going to go down. So they're all bearish techniques. But with short selling, you're borrowing the stock initially, right? So these hedge funds were out here borrowing stock with the thought that the price of GameStop was going to go down, and they overextended themselves doing that, right? So they were borrowing a lot of stock with the thought that the price was going to go down, which is not actually abnormal, because I just told you earlier that that's one of the techniques of hedge funds, right? But what happened that made this particularly abnormal was that retail investors caught on to it. So I'm gonna get into it. just how it happened. All right, so on Reddit and also other spaces on the internet, is this like little forum called Wall Street Bets noticed that hedge funds were overextended shorting GameStop and a variety of other companies that were like fledgling kind of companies, right? So what they did was go on this forum, go through all the financials. So like there were some hedge funds that were even like putting out their financial portfolios regarding short selling. So they were able to like go through, look through some of these financials and through other things and figure out that whoa, they're overextended out here. Like, they are short selling a lot and they need this stock to go down in order for them to make money. And I might add that naked short selling, right, is illegal. Okay, so it's illegal. You can't naked short sell, meaning it's not covered, meaning you don't have the stock to actually back that up, right? So it's one thing if you have the stock behind the puts that you're making, the bets that you're making that it's going to go down, but just not having the stock, because remember, you sold the stock. So the thing with short selling is you borrowed the stock, you sold the stock high, you got the money from that, you're waiting, now you don't have the stock anymore, you're waiting for it to go down, you buy the stock at the cheaper price, give it back to the people you borrowed it from, you keep the money in between. But that's under the presumption that the stock is going to go down. So the people on Reddit started going through the financials and they were like, oh, they need this stock to go down. And so really this shows the power of the retail investors. And when I say retail investors, I mean people like you and I, regular common day people. It shows the power that we have in this new e-trade platform, right? So usually stocks was a thing that was set for a certain status of people, but now anybody can own stocks and get into the options game, right? So basically through platforms like Robinhood, look in those comment sections talking about going through the moon to the moon, Twitter, Reddit, just over the internet in different places, these people are able to galvanize retail investors to actually go and buy GameStop stock and Nokia stock and AMC stock and Naked stock. And so they bought this stock. So GameStop, just a year ago, was $4 a stock, like a share. It is now $312 as of today. $312. And that's with, and I'm going to talk about this also, what the E-Trade platforms did to help big business, right? So to kind of like stop the bleeding a little bit. So all these retail investors start pouring in, buying these stocks from these companies that were shorted. And so hedge funds were caught in a hard place. Because remember, they don't have the stock, but they got to pay this stock back to these people they borrowed it from. So you bought this stock, you borrowed the stock at $4, let's say. To buy that stock again, you have to pay $312 for that stock. So not only are you not making a profit, right? You're like way in the hole. So hedge funds now have lost billions of dollars because retail investors bought the stocks that they shorted. So now that you know what happened, And so AMC is AMC Entertainment, like AMC Theaters. It happened, like, they were trying to do it Bed Bath & Beyond, Nokia. They were trying to do it Naked, like the Naked juices, the health juices that we drink. and so now that they got the hedge funds or whatever, and like it was crashing these E-Trade sites, like people, everybody was trying to like buy, because they really galvanized the retail investor. And then Robinhood, TD Ameritrade, Webull, I think Charles Schwab to a degree, but I know Robinhood for sure, decided that you could no longer trade. They suspended those stocks. Like, people bought those stocks so much that all of a sudden the market became volatile, and Robinhood no longer allowed you to buy that stock. No longer allowed the retail investor to buy the stock, but it seemingly looked, because if you were looking on there, you could see that people were buying hundreds of thousands of dollars of this stock, meaning seemingly the hedge funds, Wall Street, was buying hundreds of thousands of dollars of this stock, selling it to each other at a depressed value, right? And then just doing that back and forth while it was suspended to retailers, investors like me, so that it could bring the price back down, right? And we couldn't do anything about it but sit there because the stock was suspended on the platforms. We couldn't trade. And you call yourself Robin Hood. The irony of it all. But it wasn't just Robin Hood, seemingly. It was Webull. Like, all of a sudden you start having platform outages, right? So you couldn't buy more. You could only sell. You could only sell your stock. You couldn't buy your stock, right? And so, like, once they unsuspended it or whatever, what has, like, recently happened is you can only buy a limited amount of those stocks, right? You can only, let's say, buy 100. You can't buy, like, 1,000 shares, right? But, you know, I thought we lived in a free market. Questions that need answers. So, anyhow, with GameStop, and even also with AMC. So AMC started, I think today, well, it started like a couple of days ago at like $8. It ended today around $13.20, something like that, right? So even though like things happen seemingly to allow Wall Street to manipulate and depress the numbers back down so that they weren't like being eaten alive as much. I mean, they've already lost billions of dollars, but like people, once they had the opportunity to start trading it in whatever capacity, started back trading it. People were not selling their stock. They're holding their stocks so that the hedge funds couldn't buy their stock and then like continue on depressing the stock and bringing the stock down. So they were holding it. They were buying it and holding, which is shooting the price up higher and higher. So I'm waiting to see next week what happens, because this is unprecedented territory. And so we don't know how the government is going to interplay with this and the SEC. We don't know, like, the tricks of how Wall Street is going to do this, but this is an interesting time. There's definitely going to be a movie made about this, right? And so I hope that the market remains free and you allow people to buy whatever stock that they want to buy. But we'll see. This is just the beginning. There's really going to have to be some reckoning with these new E-Trade platforms that allows the retail investor to have a lot of power in a way that Wall Street is not used to. So if it's not GameStop, it's just going to be another stock. It's going to be another day, right? And so that's the tea, y'all. So the more you know, the more you grow. Thank you for listening to another episode of Gay After 30. Hopefully you learned something, or if you didn't learn something, hopefully you were entertained. Peace. I'll see y'all next week.